You're listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, a weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. And this is a bonus episode in which I will talk about something that is really exciting for me personally, our first conference of the Effective Statistician. So stay tuned, and now some music. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the video on demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Head over to the PSI website at psiweb.org. Learn more about the PSI activities and become a PSI member today. Now, I have already published over 250 episodes on this podcast, and we have done lots of webinars with speakers from around the world on both statistical topics, also methodological topics, as well as topics about leadership, influencing, all these kind of different things. And this year, I'm stepping up everything. So we will have, instead of just webinars that is maybe 60 minutes or 90 minutes, we will have our first full conference of the Effective Statistician. As I'm recording this now at the beginning of January in 2023, I'm planning for this conference to take place only virtually, or exclusively virtually, I could say as well. I'm not planning for making this a face-to-face event unless I find a sponsor that would like to offer a room and everything around it so that we can do it both in person and virtually. If you think, oh, that would be nice and my company could offer that here in Europe, then yeah, just send me a message and we can make that happen potentially. The conference will take place on April 25th of 2023, and it will be completely for free. No fee whatsoever, because I'm planning to get this conference completely organized through sponsorship. As I'm planning it now, it will be a 5-hour conference. It starts at 1 p.m. T, that is noon in the UK, and 7 a.m. on the East Coast of the US. Yes, that is a little bit early for the West Coast. And it ends at 6 p.m. CET, so noon East Coast US time. And during these 5 hours, we will have a variety of presentations. I'm planning for presentations that are all 15 to 20 minutes, and then we'll have Q&A sessions in between. If you register for this conference, so head over to theeffectivestatistician.com and then welcome to the Effective Statistician conference, or just go to theeffectivestatistician.com and you'll find the conference there. Then you can register for free, of course. Just check if you put in your email, also check your spam folders and things like that, so that the confirmation of your email isn't lost somewhere in the spam folders or whatsoever. Email filters do all funny things at the moment. Please do check that. I've recently seen that potentially some of my emails that I'm sending are getting into spam folders. So if you register for that, then you will get all the recordings of the conference as well. I'll not put these generally on YouTube or whatsoever, but I will put them all in a specific place where I can then have them easily and nicely organized together with slides and everything around it. What will we talk about? First of the topics we will talk is one of the hottest topics that we have for a couple of years now, and that is around estimates. And for this, I have an amazing speaker. If you have not heard yet about Kaspar Rufibach. He is one of the best presenters in that space and one of the most prolific writers in that space as well. He has published quite extensively on this topic, especially also in the oncology area. He has been on the podcast before a couple of times talking about estimates, especially when it comes to safety and oncology and what you can do about it. Because if you have differential follow-up time and you have switchovers and all kind of different things, because it's not that straightforward. We will also talk about Bayesian approaches in early development. So if you do your first studies and maybe you're used to running these 3+3 designs, we will talk about how you can do these better using Bayesian approaches. And we have Miguel Pereira for that, who is a statistical consultant working with Cogitas. By the way, Kaspar Rufibach, he is one of the best known physicians in the methods outreach and collaboration group at Roche. So that is their internal statistical consultancy group. As another topic, which is very close to my heart, is medical affairs. And what happens there? We haven't completely decided on exactly the topics there, but I have an amazing speaker there, Jenny Davenport. She has worked at Roche for years in that space, and she's also leading together with me the launch and life cycle SIG. She knows really what she talks about, and through all the conversations I'm having with her, I can say she's probably one of the most experienced, best thought through statisticians in that space. She has seen all the different things. This is the good, the bad, the ugly. She has dealt with all the different challenges within the company, external of the company, and her content will be really amazing, I can tell you. And by the way, she's also an excellent presenter. Speaking about excellent presenters, then I also have one non-statistician who will speak here at the conference, and that is Stefan Walzer. He has been also on the show before. He's the president and founder of a market access and pricing strategy company called Mars. He will talk about a really interesting thing, and that is digital health applications. Now, that is an increasingly interesting topic, not just because from a kind of patient-reported outcome perspective and monitoring what's happening with patients, everything that you can do there in terms of diagnostics, monitoring, treatment effects, all kind of different things. It's also this interesting thing that if you have, together with your therapy, a nice application, so that could be, for example, really an Android or iOS app, you can actually get that reimbursed within Germany. There are a lot of companies that are looking into this specifically for Germany, because Germany is the only place in the world where you get these through the usual prescriptions and then also through the usual national sick funds reimbursement things. Yeah, in I think all of the countries around the world, you would need to pay for them these yourself, or maybe there's here and there some insurances that cover this. But in Germany, there's actually a system through which you can get these digital health applications registered, and if they're registered and on the list of the GBA here in Germany, which is the authorities that track these and monitor these, then your patients can actually benefit from these and get the costs reimbursed. And of course, costs reimbursed means also that you can actually make money from it as a company. So that is about digital health. Next topic is something that is also really exciting, and that is all about study program simulation. We have Kim Hackhoel, who's also been on the show before, from Exploristics here. And she will talk about all things simulation. We haven't completely decided on the topic, but it will mostly be about what you can actually do with simulations. What are the barriers? What are the hurdles? What are the benefits? And how you can use simulations to design your studies, your study programs in the most effective way. As another presenter, we have from Australia, Alan Brnovich. He is a really good friend of mine, and we have been working together at Lilly for a very long time, when I was at Lilly as well. And he is an absolute expert in network meta-analysis, indirect comparisons, and things like this. He has published a lot in this area, and he's also a really, really good presenter. So don't miss out on this one. It'll be pretty late for him presenting from Australia, so he'll probably go first in the overall conference. Then I have another awesome speaker who has been on the show quite a lot, and that is Gary Sullivan. Of course, I can't do something without him. He is probably the most well-known leadership expert in the statistical community, with 30 years of experience as a statistician in the industry. He has developed leadership programs within Lilly. He has developed leadership programs within the American Statistical Association, given many different leadership jobs and things like this. And of course, Gary and I have developed together the Effective Statistician Leadership Program, which has already over 350 people in it. So he will talk about influencing skills, and his topic will be about the challenges we face as statisticians and the four reasons why very often we fail to achieve what we really want in terms of influencing and what our blind spots are in that regard. Then I have two other people that are not directly statisticians. One is a data scientist and the other one is more of a process tech guru. The data scientist is Heidi Seibold. She is an outstanding researcher, and one of her, and she's coming from academia originally, and one of her early struggles in the work was that if you run projects within academia, it's very often chaotic. And when there comes the review from the paper, you need to find all your stuff, and it can take a lot of time. And I can completely understand that. If I think back at my time at university, I don't know how often I have reprogrammed stuff and couldn't find my documents, and it was a mess, really chaos. She is now a trainer and consultant in the area of open and reproducible research. A really interesting topic, not only for academia, also for pharma. And she will speak about that area. So stay tuned. I have learned a lot already from her, and I'm sure you can do as well. The other non-statistician that we have as a speaker is Christian Haubrecht. Now, what he brings to the table is he has a wealth of knowledge and also practical knowledge in terms of process of automation. His area of expertise is outside of statistics and outside of the pharma industry, in an area of the industry where there is a lot of automation, where there's a lot of process optimization, and it's really complex. And that is automotive. So if you think about it, how many different parts need to come from lots of different suppliers to be in the right place at the right time so that your car is manufactured in exactly the way you want it, it's really complex. And the automotive industry is one of the very, very early areas where things like Six Sigma and things like this were developed. And of course, famous statisticians actually had a big impact at that. And now he will bring this kind of Six Sigma topic back to us and show us how we can improve our processes in a really, really effective way. Because I still think we have a lot of very clunky processes across the industry. And then there's finally one other speaker that I hopefully don't need to introduce. That is myself. I will, of course, speak about some other topics that is really close to my heart, and that is data visualization. If you really love to get something out of this conference, you need to register for that. So head over to theeffectivestatistician.com, check for the conference, and then register there. Check your email spam folder because you need to confirm your registration. There will be an email coming that please confirm your subscription, and then you need to click on the corresponding link. This conference, by the way, is also sponsored. And one of the first sponsors we have is my own company, Sun Evidence GmbH. The other company is Mars, the company from Stefan, who also will be presenting. So if you are looking for companies that have really good experience on HDA in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, then you really need to talk with him. You can find all the contacts for him on the homepage. If you, as a company, would like to sponsor this conference, check out also the conference registration page. There is the brochure of how you can sponsor this conference or other activities of the Effective Statistician. And I've set it up in such a way that it is really attractive. I've shown it to a couple of other people that I'm currently discussing with. And throughout the board, I got the feedback that this is really good value for money. So have a look into this. And if you also want to be someone that helps to make this conference happen and someone that wants to bring something to the community and wants to get their brand in front of more people so that you get the right new staff members or the right clients, then have a look into the brochure and send me an email. Otherwise, I'm really excited for this conference to happen on the 25th of April. In the future, I'm planning to run this conference probably every 6 months, approximately in April and September of the year. So the next conference will happen sometime in September of 2023, and then again late April 2024, and so on. How exactly is this whole format will develop? Well, I don't know exactly. This is my first conference, so I will take it as a learning experience and then build on it and make it as good as possible. By the way, there's also one other thing that I wanted to notice. I have two partners for this conference. The first is my podcast management and production team at VVS, headed by Rain. She produces this podcast together with me and her team, and she's just outstanding. If you need help for something like this, maybe you want to do your own podcast or something like this, then reach out to her. And the photographer that will do a lot around the conference and a couple of other things that are coming later this year is Anna Völske. So if you like, for example, the social media photos that I'm using and you're somewhere here in Central Europe, check out her contacts. She's a really good photographer and she's really nice and professional photos that you can use either for your homepage or for your social media pages and postings. So I'm really looking forward to this conference on the 25th of April. Head over to theeffectivestatistician.com, find the conference homepage, and see you all on the 25th of April of 2023. This show was created in association with PSI. Thank you for listening. Reach your potential. Lead great science and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.